Alrighty, folks. Hi, welcome back here with another Tune In Tuesday series. So I'm super excited to be back at it. First, we are going to begin with a personal update like we normally do, and then we will go into an astrology forecast, and then we'll close out with a collective oracle message. So first things first, personal update. Is very in line with, I think, the energy of what's happening in the sky, as it always is. So we are going to begin with the fact that we are in Virgo season. We are officially in Virgo season. This is sixth house energy, right? And we are also in the ninth month, September. September is very Virgo heavy. Now, that being said, we're also in the 9 year. So we know for a fact that this year is heavy completion energy, closing out cycles, ending cycles, you know, and I did release this video on the 9 year, which I'll probably tag at the end, which is getting us to think about how in order to close something out, we must first revisit it. So this is something that I love about Virgo, sixth house, ninth month, 6-9, right? This energy of in order for you to get to the one, to the nine, you must visit the six first. So that being said, I have been finding myself almost shedding and doing emotional releasing of feelings and emotions that I have already previously felt prior. So there's this energy around revisiting certain triggers and wounds. Now, does that mean that you could be revisiting the exact same person in the exact same environment, the exact same job, the exact same place, or whatever it is? Yes, but also this could mean that you are revisiting things that are disguised as different people, disguised as different environments, disguised as different workplaces. So that is the energy of what is going on here. It's almost as if you're being retested. So you're being tested to see if you're actually ready to close out the cycle or not. And you might have already made this decision prior, but this is almost like that final piece of like, are we really ready to just say goodbye to whatever that thing is, or whatever that person is, or whatever that environment or workspace is, or whatever that limiting belief is, right? Whatever it is for you that you find yourself revisiting at this time is really coming up for a reason. Are you ready to walk away? And I think that's a lot of the energy that's going on in the air right now with the 9 year, this sense of completion. But this completion cannot occur. You cannot reach those desires and those wish fulfillments without walking away from the things that are stopping you from getting there. It's almost as if you're being tested to make sure that you're fully ready for the direction in which you are choosing to walk in. And choosing to walk in one direction means choosing to walk away from another. And that is the heavy energy of what this sixth and ninth energy is, right? It's, again, revisiting something in order to fully walk away from it. With the sixth energy, there is this almost nostalgia energy attached to it where it's a past link. And you must revisit that past link. Think about, what is it that I find myself going through right now that is almost a replica of something that I went through prior? Where have I already felt these feelings before that I'm just feeling them again, but in a different way, right? That is something that is very much laying the foundations for you to be able to understand why you find yourself in a similar position, why you find yourself feeling a similar feeling, whether it is that you're being triggered to face wounds that still have yet to be healed, that need to be fully healed in order for you to, again, fully walk to where you're supposed to go. It means letting go of those wounds that may be, again, blocking those new beginnings from taking place. So there's this heavy closure energy. And I think with the new moon double eclipse that was going on in Virgo, and we'll get there towards the end of the month, there is this heavy energy from the 0 degree to the 29 degree, which I talked about in the previous episode, that's very essential to understand. Again, as you are starting something and closing it out, or being brought into this phase, this time period, you could again be revisiting something, trying to get you to really walk away from what it is that needs to happen in order for you to go where you need to go. Again, whether that's a person, place, thing, limiting belief, whatever it is that just needs to be dropped. So that's the energy that I've been feeling, especially because I keep hearing this lyric, "Fool me one time, shame on you. Fool me twice, can't put the blame on you." I actually was listening to the No Role Model song the other day by J. Cole, where I'm remembering this lyric from. But that energy, I think, is very all-encompassing of what's been going on. It's like, fool me one time, shame on you. Like, you know, like we've already been through this before, like whatever. If you are finding yourself, again, falling into these same cycles and you are about to be fooled again, then there is something being brought to your attention as to how is it that you yourself are allowing these things to happen? How is it that you yourself are allowing yourself to revisit these cycles? How are you yourself allowing yourself to be triggered by the same feelings, emotions, and whatever it is coming up to the surface at this time? So there is a sense of self-accountability with Virgo energy. There's this self-criticism and analyzing that's going on. And as you are taking a time to analyze, again, beware of perfectionism. Don't shame yourself. There is an energy around holding yourself accountable for how you could have done things differently differently or how you are going to do things differently moving forward, right? To avoid finding yourself in these same positions with these same situations or feelings, right? So that's a heavy energy around what I've been finding myself doing personally, again, shedding things. Even if you find yourself like, you know, feeling feelings from things you felt a long time ago, like allow yourself to cry it out, allow yourself to release it, journal about it, whatever it is that you need to do, because ultimately it's coming up for a reason. Things are being called to be revisited at this time so you can fully shed it. Okay, now that's that on the 6-9 Virgo energy that's been going on and what I've been dealing with and how I'm sure it connects to what the collective must be going on or must be dealing with at this moment. So we are going to dive in real quick and we are going to start with the astrology forecast. So on September 13th, this is a really pivotal day. We have Sun conjunct Mercury, which is in Virgo at 20 degrees exactly. So not only is September 13th going to be having a very big aspect going on, but September 13th is really important for Back to Divinity as it is Back to Divinity's birthday. So we are reaching a full year since I launched Back to Divinity. Back to Divinity has a lot of goals, all encompassing. So if you want to know a little bit more about why I decided to do this in the first place and what motivates me to keep doing this on a, you know, weekly basis or bi-weekly at this point, definitely look at the first origin video. It'll break it down for you. However, it is a big deal that we are reaching our first year anniversary, and so I definitely will be releasing something around that time dedicated a little bit more to the fact that we're reaching that point. I do think the fact that September 13th is Back to Divinity's anniversary is very much in alignment with what is happening that day. So as I was saying, Sun conjunct Mercury. Conjunct is a really positive aspect, it's very supportive. The Sun being in Virgo and Mercury being in Virgo, Mercury is very at home when it's in Virgo. I talked about this in the previous episode. And it being in this Virgo energy means that there's a very positive aspects for, you know, communications, work projects, you know, making changes in your daily routine, finding yourself being promoted in the workspace, or, you know, showing up for others in the workspace in a way that really shines a light on you with the Sun energy, very much a connection to Leo. There could just be a lot of recognition and celebration energy that is happening within your personal work projects. Hence, you know, celebrating Back to Divinity's 1 year for me personally, but for you it could look very different, right? It could mean that you are celebrating your work anniversary at your job, or it could be that you are, you know, being recognized for this presentation that you had and you did really well at. You could be recognized for the hard work that you've been putting for a long time or putting in for a long time and not really receiving, you know, that recognition. You could be getting that now. You could also be finding yourself, you know, being recognized or for, you know, your health. You know, Virgo is also our physical health, whether that's you being in the gym or you being very intentional about the things that you're eating and your daily commitments. You could be finding yourself sort of celebrating some wins in that area. So yeah, that's a really positive aspect coming up on September 13th. So really good news for work. Now, this is also happening at the 20 degrees. So the 20 degree is Scorpio energy. So this is very death and rebirth. So it could also mean that things are coming to light or clarity is coming in the workspace, whether that means that you've been finding yourself, you know, wanting some sort of direction when it comes to work and feeling that lack of clarity. You could be getting that clarity with Sun conjunct Mercury. It could be that you find yourself wanting to make some changes in whatever way, shape, form when it comes to either your approach to work, your approach to your health, your approach to, you know, your work goals and your productivity goals that could be altering at this time with that Scorpio energy. It could be a little bit sort of abrupt, unexpected. That's the nature of Scorpionic energy. However, it could just feel intense rather than abrupt or chaotic. It could just feel intense. And so whatever changes are happening at this time within the workspace, lean into them with the Sun conjunct Mercury. That is a very positive aspect. You could also find yourself being very critical about or having been very critical about the ways in which you looked, body criticism or body shaming in your own ways, like shaming yourself or, you know, feeling insecure when it comes to how you appear. And that could also be up for review at this time. The Sun conjunct Mercury at the 20 degree of Scorpio. Scorpio is also the deeper self, the inner self. You could find yourself having some of those emotions or whatever surface come to the light for you to sort of deal with head on. But again, it is a positive aspect. So you could find yourself sort of healing something in that area or hearing exactly what it is that you need to hear to think about things differently, or, you know, being very intentional about training the brain to think about things a little bit differently. You know, so positive aspect there for anything regarding work, your day-to-day, your health, your physical health, your mental health, the things that you're eating, the things that you are committing to on a daily basis or consuming on a daily basis. All of those things could sort of be up for discussion, but in a positive light. All right, so that is that for September 13th. And then we have on September 18th, Mercury moving from Virgo into Libra. So Libra is a lot more social energy, charming, beauty with the Venusian energy there. So you could find that, you know, our form of communication style is becoming a little bit more charming in that way. This could be very good for if you work in sales, right? You're having a very charming, charismatic approach to your conversations, to how you are approaching communication in the workspace. You could find that, you know, emails are being written in a very like, you know, charming way, playful way, whatever it is that just brings a more social butterfly energy to the workspace. So whether that's literally more conversations happening amongst coworkers, whatever it is, a lot of that could also be highlighted with Mercury and Libra. Additionally, Libra is also partnerships, so that could also be romantic. So you could find that some important discussions are happening within the romantic space. You could find that important discussions are happening within, you know, your close personal relationships, even that of the mother. With Libra being connected to the Empress card in the tarot deck, you could find yourself sort of revisiting any of those themes: motherhood, beauty, romance, partnership generally, you know, just any of those themes could be up for review with Mercury in Libra. So having conversations in regards to those things. Yeah, so that's something to look out for Mercury in Libra. Additionally, Libra is also our karma, balance, the scales, justice. So you could find yourself receiving communication that just feels like justice. So whether that's you've been waiting for a verdict from the court or you've been waiting for something for a really long time, it's like it comes in and you feel like, yep, that's my justice. Like, I got that. So that's something along those lines with Mercury and Libra as well. So any communications coming in that sort of feel like they are bringing the scales back into balance. With karma also being connected to Libra, past lives, things of that sort, you could find yourself having, you know, deeper conversations that sort of feel as if they are healing in a way. You know, whatever things are coming up at this time are very intentional to the healing process. Karma being that of curriculum energy. It's our lessons. It's how we learn. Okay, so that's that with Mercury and Libra. Again, super positive for socializing. All right, on September 19th, we have Venus entering Virgo. So Virgo is super analytical, critical, logical, detail-oriented, and Venus has a very more like laid-back approach, very like, you know. And so Venus being in the sign of Virgo is very interesting. You can find yourself being very like overly critical or over-perfectionist about like how you're dressing, how you're looking, how you're showing up to spaces. So try not to be too critical about you. Again, also don't put that criticism on others. Again, with Venus and Virgo, we also have with this Venusian Mercurial energy that's going on, same thing with Mercury and Libra. So there is, again, this connection between Mercury and Venus that is heavily in the air right now. So be wary of any communications, again, that have to do with Venusian themes. So that of our close partnerships, business or romantic or otherwise. And that of, you know, our approach to with Virgo energy work and our daily routine, our habits and things of that sort, physical and mental health, as I mentioned before, that could be also under review with Venus and Virgo. So you could find yourself having a very like, you know, almost like you're excited with Venus and Virgo. You have a better approach to your cleaning. You have a better approach to your day-to-day. Like you're feeling a little bit more excited about your day-to-day. You're feeling a little bit more excited about some of the chores that you have to do. You are showing up a little bit more positively in roles in which you have to service other people. Yeah, so a couple of those things could be up for discussion at this time, or could be up in your life. With this sixth house Mercurial energy being analytical and things of that sort with money and work, you want to make sure that you're making very logical decisions at the time with Venus and Virgo when it comes to your finances. So you could find yourself critiquing your spending, being very logical and punctual about your spending. So write things down. This is a great, Venus and Virgo is like a great time to be very like, you know, organized about, you know, your approach to how you are taking care of your beauty, how you're taking care of yourself, self-care, how you're also taking care of your finances, how you're taking care of, you know, your relationship to your day-to-day and whether you're nourishing that with Venus and Virgo. So those things could be up for review. You could also find yourself just really enjoying work in a different way with Venus entering Virgo. All right, so that's that. And then on September 21st, we have our new moon solar eclipse in the sign of Virgo. So I've been touching on this for a while now, especially with this double new moon situation that was going on. So this is now the second phase of this new moon happening back to back in the sign of Virgo. So Virgo is big at this time. With this new moon solar eclipse, the fact that it's happening during solar eclipse. So we already know solar eclipse, the moon and the sun are right in line. So it almost looks as if it's dark for a second and then it becomes light. With that being said, that energy is giving what has been unseen will be revealed. What has been unclear will be clear. You know, what has been kept in the dark will be shown in the light. That is the energy of what this eclipse is. It's almost like, I mean, an eclipse has this reference of eclipse it out of your life, take it out of your life. So with this energy, there is something that's going to be shown, especially the fact that it's happening at the 29 degree, it's huge culmination energy happening in a new moon sign, which is supposed to be planting seeds for something new. It just gives a vibe that like, this is heavy culmination for a new moon. But whatever information comes to light, whatever ending happens, it's almost immediately followed by a new beginning. So there is this lean in, or this call to lean into surrender at this time. If there are things that are weighing on you, decisions that you need to make that you're just not sure, feeling a little stuck, feeling a little lost, whatever it is, this eclipse season in this Virgo energy, it was almost as if the portal from the last new moon to this new moon happening during this eclipse time is very purposeful and impactful. It's like you're entering this portal, we're almost there, we're through it, but it was like we couldn't make decisions just yet because we're being tested, we're being revisited by other things. We're shedding at this time, shedding so that when we make it to the end of that portal, we're fully ready to be like, what? Eclipse it out. This has come to light. I am clear on this. Epiphany moment. Revelation moment. That's the vibe of what this eclipse is going to give. So lean into being ready to have the rug pulled underneath you. Lean into it. Lean into thinking about how can things be different. But also don't stress about controlling too much with Virgo energy. Be organized, be prepared, be ready, and control the things that you can. But those things that are outside of your control, the eclipse will handle that for you. So allow yourself to lean into surrender where you can. Because once this eclipse happens on the 21st, it's like the direction becomes so clear. The clarity that was needed will be there. That's the energy that I get with this eclipse season. So again, beware of things like perfectionism, self-criticism, being too hard on yourself at this time when it comes to all those Virgo themes that we've been discussing this entire time. And allow yourself to surrender where you can now, because the eclipse will make it so that everything is clear when the time comes. Divine timing. All right. And oh, there's one more. On September 22nd, the day after, we have Mars entering Scorpio and the Sun is now entering Libra. I'm sure I'll dive into this a little bit more in the next episode, but for now, I will say generally, Mars is at home with Scorpio. Scorpio is ruled by Mars and is ruled by Pluto. So Mars entering Scorpio is really positive for that of Mars, right? Mars is very at home at Scorpio, right? Mars is the planet of aggression, ambition, drive, passion, intimacy, things of that sort. Sex, all of those things are under Mars and action-oriented energy generally. So Mars is connected to that of Aries energy and Scorpio energy. Mars entering Scorpio means that intimacy will be heightened. This is positive time for, you know, really transformative sex. This is positive time for, you know, altering your relationship to intimacy, sensuality, and pleasure. Whether that's, you know, finding your thing in whatever ways, you know, charge up your sense of sensuality, or, you know, engaging in, you know, dancing or body movement, whatever it is that just makes you feel like you are really in tune and feeling positive in your body and in your element, right? Scorpio is also our inner self. Aries is very much how we are coming off to everyone else. Scorpio is that of the internal. And so Mars being focused that in Scorpio energy rather than that of Aries is very much asking for you to dive deep within. Be very intentional about your deeper desires, emotions, your emotional landscape. And so you could find yourself almost having a lot of deaths and rebirths in regards to your approach to your passions, your approach to the things that, you know, really feel like your core. So diving deeper into whatever hobbies or passions make you feel like you're connecting with yourself on a deeper level, whether that's finding yourself, you know, dancing again, or whether that's finding yourself singing, or whether that's finding yourself engaging in, you know, whatever it is that spikes up or sparks up your passions or ignites your passions. Those are the types of things that are coming up with this Mars and Scorpio energy. With the Sun entering Libra, Libra is this very social energy. So with Mars and Scorpio, Sun and Libra, you could find yourself having these social gatherings outside that do feel very memorable, I want to say, because guys, Scorpio energy, a little Scorpionic. So you could just find yourself like having very adventurous times out and social gatherings right now. It just has a very like intense undertone to it, or like a very spicy undertone to it. So with that spicy energy, spicy is the best word I can think of. It just feels like it's very, you know, like memorable, very exciting, the thrill of something. That's the vibe that I get with any social gatherings that are happening under the Mars and Scorpio with the Sun and Libra energy. So ride that energy, especially with Mercury going into Libra, as I said earlier, which is supportive of that. So just again, with Mars and Scorpio, be very wary of being too aggressive. Don't get physical, don't get violent, don't, you know, things of that sort. Just be wary of that. Try to not use sex as a means to feel like you're gaining control in your life or anything of that sort. Definitely be wary of things like that. So good luck with this astrology forecast. If you want to know a little bit more about how any of these transits are impacting you on a more personal level, feel free to book a reading. It is a very powerful way to understand why we're feeling the things that we're feeling, why things are being brought up to the surface at this time in our lives, what cycles are we finding ourselves in. And a lot of these questions and things of that sort can be answered through astrological tools. And I am here to provide that service for you if you feel like you need any clarity or guidance or support in your life at this very moment. Alrighty, we are going to close out with our collective message. So the two cards that I picked, and I use the moon oracle deck, especially because there's a lot of moon energy in the air right now. The first card that came out was extremes. So I don't find this to be coincidental, especially because right at the time in which I'm recording this video, we just had the full moon eclipse, the lunar eclipse, and it was also a blood moon, which is this energy. It looked just like this in the sky the other day. So with this energy, there is a call to be aware of extremes. When you're finding yourself feeling extremely emotional at this time, be wary of it. Emotions, again, are being brought up to the surface so that you can feel them, process them, and then let them go. You aren't supposed to attach too much to these emotions. It's a matter of processing them, feeling them, and then detaching once you have transmuted those emotions and those feelings. So with extremes, be very cautious with falling too deeply into these emotions. You don't want the emotions to make you feel like you're flooding in them or drowning in them. You definitely want to feel as if they are working with you so that you can lighten the load. And then that leads to the second card, which is blossoming flower, the flower moon phase. So I think, again, this is the energy of what I'm getting from this, you know, like double new moon, eclipse energy, all this stuff. It's like, ultimately, we are all shedding so that we can blossom. The problem is a lot of us are not seeing it like that right now because we're feeling this. A lot of us are feeling overwhelmed, emotional, finding ourselves on the extreme side rather than feeling as if we are blossoming or growing or feeling a little bit more like things around us feel as if they're progressing. So again, as much as things might externally feel like this or internally feel like this, allow for yourself to process. Do not go into the extremes of avoidance and do not go into the extremes of indulgence or obsession. You want to find yourself somewhere in the middle where you're processing your emotions, you're feeling your emotions, but once you feel them and you process them and you shed them, then you are transmuting it so that you can then walk out of this feeling as if you are blossoming and growing. So those are some things to keep out, to keep aware of or to be aware of at this time. So I am going to end our video there. Thank you again so much for if you made it all the way to the end of this video. And I hope that you will be here for the next Tune In Tuesday. Bye.